Hey there, you're listening to Mind Over Matter, a podcast that talks about modern challenges and how to overcome them. We come to you from Lancer Radio on the campus of Pasadena City College, which also streams live at lancerradio.org. For many veterans, making the transition back into school and civilian life is extremely challenging. In this episode, team member Markena Zolani, a veteran himself, talks to Dr. Harold Martin, coordinator of PCC's Boots to Books course, which helps veterans do just that.
Welcome to Mind Over Matter on Lancer Radio. I'm Markena Zolani. Now, Dr. Martin, thank you for coming.
Hey, you're welcome.
Could you please explain for our audience what the Boots to Books course does for returning veterans?
All right. Well, the idea behind the course is that when someone has been in the service for a number of years and they've sort of been encapsulated and away from civilian society, they've been habituated to different routines, different demands. They have a different identity than they previously had as civilians. And now they're going to make this shift or this transition back. I remember one student referred to being in my class. He called himself a born-again civilian. And so it's a way of addressing the transition process that every person in the military inevitably is going to have to go through in order to satisfactorily adjust to being a civilian again. And once they're in college, they not only have the role of civilian, but also the role of being student that they have to adapt to. So at several different levels, there are bound to be some discomfort. You know, the average student is pretty excited about starting college. The average veteran probably has more anxiety or a mixture of anxiety with excitement. So they're in a different category, and therefore it seems appropriate to have a different category of transition course for them.
Okay, so would you say that that's one of the more lighter fares that they have to deal with? What are the more severe challenges that you're facing with returning veterans? Because we are currently winding down from two conflicts. So I know a lot of guys are coming back. Some are coming back with guilt syndrome and some from being in battles. And well, so what are the more severe things that you have to deal with in terms with your course?
Well, let's put one thing to rest right away. As grave and as serious as the injuries and wounds and visible and invisible that veterans often have, let's recognize that the majority of the veterans are in good shape and are on pretty solid ground as individuals, have high self-esteem, are highly motivated, many of whom turned their lives around as a result of military experience. So I don't think this generation of veterans wants to fall into the predicament that veterans like myself fell into coming back from Vietnam, where we become the poster boys for damaged goods. I would say most veterans are stronger than they were before. Now, that being said, there are a significant number of veterans that have the sort of signature wounds of these two conflicts, and that is traumatic brain injury and also post-traumatic stress disorder. But as you mentioned, there are other issues as well. Good old-fashioned depression kills a million people every year around the world. That's a serious mental disorder. That's not PTSD. But many veterans are depressed. Many are bitter. Some who were in combat do feel guilt and blame themselves for things which they should not be blamed for. There are moral wounds. Some come back questioning the meaning of life, question how there can be a God in a world filled with such cruelty and hurt. And then there are, at a minor level, there are adjustment problems in terms of when you come off active duty during wartime, there's a high state of operational readiness or vigilance, which amps people up. Okay. And you're ill-prepared to deal with the very slow routine of being a student and being a civilian after spending years in an environment that's often very pressurized. So what this translates into for students coming back is some anger, irritability, impatience, a sort of wariness and a vigilant sort of reaction to things, which is difficult to turn off. You know, your segment of your show here is called Mind Over Matter. A lot of these people are suffering from matter over mind. Hmm. They've been impacted in ways which are often beyond their ability to on their own get over right away. And so a class like mine is designed to address what triggers anger. How do you handle anger? How do you start loving again and being a gentler person, a more patient person? Those are major concerns, because if they're not properly addressed, people may too easily walk away from situations, walk away from school, and not come back. The image of a veteran who's going to act out and lose it and go crazy is very misleading. The reality is that a veteran is more apt to just suck it up, take it, and walk away and quietly just disappear from the scene. That is much more likely to happen than any kind of aggressive or violent kind of confrontation.
Well, that's exactly what happened to me. I ended up self-medicating a lot. Oh. Ended up homeless, a lot of drugs. In 2007, I had a triple stroke.
Hmm.
And so I was in the VA hospital. They helped me recover from that. So, and I now have a dysthymic disorder. So I know exactly what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So what are your expectations with your course as it moves forward with many more troops coming home?
Well, my expectation or hope would be that there'd be more demand for it in the sense that we know the numbers are going to be coming back. The question is, are those numbers going to be accommodated in higher education? Is there going to be adequate funding for it? PCC has a model in terms of how it treats veterans and what it does for veterans. There's 111 other campuses which fall below the mark, our mark, the gold standard that we've set here. And I think what concerns me is not so much what I individually can or can't do or what PCC is doing so much, but I'm quite concerned about the 100-plus other campuses that do little or nothing for veterans that are coming back. Now, we had a conference here last week or 2 weeks ago to try and raise awareness and try to prepare other campuses to deal with the returning veterans. But, we're satisfied with the turnout that we had. But what I see here is a situation where higher education on the whole is going to respond too slowly. And in terms of addressing a problem, time is of the essence. And having a model program at these other colleges 5 years after the veterans are home isn't going to be the answer. They have to do it now, and they have to have done it. They should have already started. And the failure to do so means that if you come back with certain issues that are symptoms, if those aren't addressed, such as I try to address them in my class, if those aren't addressed, those symptoms become part of your personality. That becomes who you are. That's now your lifestyle and your identity.
So you're saying that the veteran's just going to morph into somebody else and start acting in a completely different way from what he was before?
I'm saying, first of all, most veterans are not going to have this happen.
Okay.
But for the significant numbers that do come back impacted negatively by the war, if they aren't met with and dealt with and received by society, and we're talking about education right now, they aren't received in an educational environment that's willing to help them with some of the problems that they're presenting, then yes, people do get stuck in time. And a great example is people from my generation. You see these old Vietnam veterans walking around in tattered uniforms from the 1960s, and they're like Rip Van Winkles or something. 20 years or more have gone by, and they're still stuck there while the rest of the world has passed them by. And you mentioned self-medication. If people don't get help, and there's plenty of help available for veterans if they're directed to it or if they seek it out, but if they don't get it, there is the tendency to self-medicate and to try and tough it out and go it alone. But the prognosis or likelihood that that's going to be satisfactory, it's dim, and they're going to lose time. And these people, they've already spent years and lost years already in terms of time. They don't need another 4 or 5 years to get their act together.
So, I mean, what's the resolution? Is it the community? Is it the college? Is it the VA? Is it everybody working together? How can people help?
Well, I'd say that the community colleges are probably our best shot.
Okay.
Because the number one reason veterans give for having joined the armed forces is so they can get an education. I would hazard that most of them were not very good students to begin with. Consequently, they're going to end up in community colleges. We have the support services, and we're the the most economical avenue for them to approach education. So in terms of, you know, all of society banding together and doing right by these veterans, I don't see that happening so much as higher education, specifically the community college system, they can address this problem. They have the resources. They have the campuses. This is the primary point of contact to help veterans. But moreover, not only can we help veterans, but there are lots of veterans who aren't going to go on to higher education who are kind of lost out there. But they no doubt have relatives, sisters, cousins, brothers in their family who go to community colleges, who can be the conduit to let them know that, you know, you can get some support. You know, you can get ahead. You don't have to be stuck in where you're at. And so I just think that rather than hoping everybody does right by the veterans, it's going to be up to us and colleges.
Well, I want to thank you, Dr. Martin, for coming in. I really appreciate it. That's all we have for today. Yeah, this is the Mind Over Matter show. I'd like to thank Dr. Martin, who teaches the Boost the Books course.
If you would like to contact Dr. Harold Martin regarding the Boots to Books course, go to www.pasadena.edu. You've been listening to Mind Over Matter through LanceraRadio.org. Keep on keeping on.